Well, hello again. Welcome to Sunday school at Grace Baptist Church. Today, we want to deal with home is where the heart is, or where is your home? Your home is where you live. Now, all these things I've just said, I pray will become more clear by the time we finish this message. Home is where the heart is. Though our title is not stated in the scripture as such, the thought is found within the title, and it's widely covered in the Bible. Of course, at the center of that thought is what we see Jesus Christ addressing in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6, 19 through 21. Christ says, "Do not lay up treasure for yourselves." Excuse me. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, on earth," contrasted with "in heaven." "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." You know, when you boil it all down, your treasure is what is most valuable to you. Think about that. Your treasure is what is most valuable to you. In the Holy Scripture, and I've covered this a number of times, in the Holy Scripture, your heart is the command center, the control center of your soul, of your very being. The heart is the seat, the resting place of your mind, your will, your emotions. Your thoughts and intentions, your desires, your inward feelings are driven by what is most valuable to you. If we profess to be Christians, we must honestly and closely, even constantly, examine ourselves. Self-examination. What is most valuable to you? What is most valuable to me? Where are my thoughts? Where are my thoughts, my intentions, my desires, and my inner feelings in reference to what is most valuable to me? And folks, your heart will be with what is most valuable to you. That little word with. Remember, in the past and even very recently, I have explained to you what the word with means. It means close upon or one with. As the word was with God, close upon God, one with God, the word was God. So also, in likeness to that, also your heart will be with what is most valuable to you. Close upon what is most valuable to you. Your heart will be united to what you value the most. Home, where you live, home is where the heart is. Now, for the purpose of this particular study, we're going to be concerned with the word home along the lines of city, state, country, and the earth. Rather than our dwelling places, our houses that we call homes, even though many of us place too much attention on our physical homes with all the memories we may have of living in a particular house. As is the saying in America and maybe in many other places, a man's home is his castle. Don't get me wrong now, we must be very thankful for the dwelling places God has given us. But we must be careful of inordinate affection when it comes to our houses, our homes. Jesus said this, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air nests, but the Son of Humanity has nowhere to lay his head." Home is where the heart is. But let's move on to view the home in reference to city, state, country, and the earth. Now, I know that may sound a little weird, but listen up, listen up. There's something in this, folks. When we think of the city of Jerusalem today and the country of Israel, it doesn't take long to see the excessive value placed upon them by professing Christians and national Jews. Of course, those people who call either Jerusalem or Israel home, they have an even greater temptation to place the most value on their location. Think about that religiously. People today speak of Israel, the nation, the land, as the holy land today, treating it as of the highest value when it comes to a place of worship. Now, isn't that true? You see, all these trips planned by churches and so on to go to the holy land, a sacred place. Now, if you think I'm headed in the wrong track, Christ. Christ addressed this very sentiment when he spoke to the woman of Samaria at the well in John chapter 4. The woman, when referring to Christ as a Jew, said this to Jesus. Our fathers, fathers of Samaria, worshipped on this mountain. And you say, she says to Jesus as a Jew, you say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Christ never said that, folks. Christ did not say that. The home, as we see from this context, the home for worship by the Samaritans was a mountain in Samaria. The home for worship by the Jews was in Jerusalem. Of course, as we see from the context, the Lord Jesus rejected that thinking and made it crystal clear that the home for worshiping God was not on that mountain nor in Jerusalem. But true worshipers worship in spirit and truth. Now, did you hear that? The true home for worship was in spirit and truth. Folks, as Christians, our home for worship is in the spirit of the Father and the spirit of His Son, the spirit of truth. Home is where the heart is. Is your heart, and we're all prone to this, is your heart bound up with a city, a state, or country being most valuable to you? Or has God given you a new heart which values Christ above and beyond all else? And as Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit are one, we place the highest value on them. For Christ is the express image of the Father, and the Holy Spirit is the spirit of the Father and the spirit of Christ. This is where we worship, in the Spirit, in the Father, and in His Son. In America, this is rampant today, of course. In America, being from a particular city or a particular state or both carries far too much importance with large numbers of people. We need to be careful of that. As most of you are aware, states can vary widely in their positions on a number of issues. Allegiance to a city or state, if it conflicts with faithfulness to God, must be abandoned. Now, don't you get me wrong. Please listen. Even at 76 years of age, of course, as an American, I would be willing to give my life in a righteous cause But in present day America, there is very little true righteousness and a great deal of wickedness. How I pray that God would send a Holy Spirit-led and heart-changing move of God, not only in America, but across this earth during this present evil age, as the Scripture puts it. And speaking of the earth in our present day, it's certainly right to strive to keep our water and our air as clean as possible as long as we have this earth, this particular earth. But to make that the issue of most value illustrates blindness and ignorance of the will of God. The Holy Scripture. 2 Peter chapter 3. I'm reading from the New King James Version. But the day of the Lord. Friends, we're talking about the last day. The end. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. How many of you are expecting a thief in the night? In which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Please listen. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons, the words of persons are inserted, and the word that is translated, what manner, is also translated, what possible sort. So listen. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what possible sort ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Folks, that's what's important. Yes, I want clean air and I want clean water. But it's far more important to be about the business of holy conduct and godliness as most important. Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. Again, the last day, folks, the end. It will be over. Because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. This is a most fearful time for those outside of Christ. At this time, it's over. The earth is gone. And those outside of Christ will have no home. Unless you want to call hell home. Nevertheless, we, speaking to those in Christ, we, according to His promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Home is where the heart is. I want to be where righteousness dwells. Your present house, your present home, physically speaking, your present city and state, your country, indeed this earth, will no longer exist. These things are temporary. But your soul, your precious soul, is eternal. Back to the scripture. I want to look to the book of Hebrews. Please listen. Hebrews chapter 11, reading at verse 3 and then skipping down to verse 8, again reading from the New King James Version. By faith, we understand that the ages were framed by the word of God. Remember that little word, we, that means Christians. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Friends, God created all of what we see from nothing. He's God. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, as he went out, not knowing where he was going. Not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Now, what promise are they talking about? For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker, God. Now, as this chapter spoke of all these people who were of great faith, it says these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, the present earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. You know another word for that? You can look it up in your Strong's. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. A homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country or homeland, and that's actually inserted, from which they had come out, they would have had an opportunity to return. Folks, there's no return on that last day. But now they desire a better, that is, and again, I think what we see in the King James is a heavenly country. Do you know what that can be translated as? I love this. Again, you can look it up in Strong's. But now they desire a better, that is, above the sky. Think on that. Isn't that good? Above the sky. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he has prepared, made ready beforehand. He has prepared a city for them. I'd like to go right over to the Revelation now. Revelation 21. John says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth." Did you hear that, folks? "For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle, the dwelling place of God with men. Behold, the church. And he will dwell with them, and he shall be their people.'" Now, what I see there, folks, is the church coming down out of heaven to that new earth. "Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, 'Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife.' And he carried me away in the Spirit, at home with the Spirit, to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God." And again, I take that to mean descending out of heaven to the new earth. "But I saw no temple in it." Oh, this is extremely interesting. A place to worship, the temple? "For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb, its light." The Lamb, its light. Home is the place you live. Home is the place you live. You live in your home. Christian, Christ is our life, even eternal life. Our life is in Christ. We live in Christ. Folks, for the purpose of this message, our home is in Christ. Christ is our home, our dwelling place. How will you arrive in heaven? You will arrive in Christ. You will be at home in heaven in Christ, united to Christ. If you are at home in Christ, you will be at home with the Father in the Spirit, one with God, as Christ prayed to the Father in John chapter 17. Where is your heart today? Home is where the heart is. Amen.